This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
To declare your independence on the Free Talk Live Network.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Please, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
No fear here and declare your independence. Getting back to the Trump report with Dr. Frank Tamburi. We've been doing since the summer of 15. Enjoy.
In case, you know, once in a while, one of these cases does become metastatic, because you are taking a chance there. They don't want to be accused of course, let's say it together, racist. Because then they might get sued by the wife or someone to say, wait a minute, Mr. Rich White Doctor. Let me see this. You diagnosed my husband with cancer and you didn't, quote, do anything about it? You just told him just to go home and not treat him and rip it out?
Well, that tell him make up his own freaking mind.
Doctor. So therefore, so many doctors are so afraid of it, they'll just say, hey, you know, if someone's a minority or you have a lot of money and rich and you got expensive attorneys behind you, guess what they'll tell you? You know what, sir? You might have cancer. You don't want to die of cancer and leave your family behind, do you? Let's go rip it out and do the right thing. And patients go, okay. And that's why that's this field is basically that's why I have a job. So that's kind of behind the scenes. But I just want to the moral of the story is that you can be the head of a hospital and still not have doctors to slow down and even check your urine before they throw you into the machine that he was in charge of. And that's just incredible. I'll never forget. When I saw that, I realized how broken the system is, that even the people in charge are being victimized by the
system. Well, hell, he and his wife knew, because she was in the medical industry too, right?
Yeah, you know, head of the nurses department, yeah.
So they come to you because they knew it was broke. They're the ones making the money on it being broke. So
right.
they come in and they say, man, I'm no. And they find this out. Did you ever follow up with them later? Did you hear what happened? Or they're fine?
Oh, yeah, they're fine. They sent me a Christmas card.
Of course they did, as they celebrated their anniversary. All right, and it 10 minutes. A short story
all
from
right.
Frank
well,
is 10 minutes.
Well, we packed
minutes,
a lot in
okay?
there, guys. Hopefully that gives you some
10 minutes. I just knew it's got 10 minutes, 8 seconds now. All right, stop, reset. I'll use it for his next short story. Okay, this is what I want to bring up. You know, I let Frank tell that story because it kind of pertains. All right, so here, let me see if I can do, because I don't have Frank's pretty pictures over here. Nah, I'll just do it this way. All right. What I want to show is governments must reject new amendments to international health regulations, okay? You go to the story, and, you know, here it is, blah, 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 blah. That's the mid-page for us. You know, you make comments or whatever there. The original story, this is where it comes. Here are 9 reasons why governments must stop the IHR, International Health Regulations, amendments in their tracks. Blah, 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 blah. But this is the one sentence, the first sentence. Proposed amendments to international health regulations, IHR, subordinate state authorities to the WHO. It says this. Subordinate state authorities to the WHO as, quote, the guidance and coordinating authority. That's the word, the phrase that I was looking for, coordinating authority. I need the WHO to be the coordinating authority to the health care of billions of people on the planet. The coordinating authority. What the, I don't like that, those two words, coordinating authority. What the hell does that mean? I can guarantee you what it means. They're coordinating. They're going to make sure it gets coordinated. You're going to get coordinated. We're going to coordinate you, you know, which is they're going to manage it. They're going to be in charge. They're the authority, the coordinating authority. They go, the guidance and coordinating authority, the guidance. What the hell is that? You know, is that friendly advice from the man? You know, you think Uncle Sam comes up? I got some friendly advice for you. You should pay this tax, and you shouldn't drink that, and you have to drink this, and you got to take this shot, and you're not allowed to do on your land this, and you're not, you know, and it's just friendly advice. Uncle Sam's there for friendly advice. We just friendly advise you. No, no, no. Guidance and coordinating authority, that's what they want to do. They're going to coordinate you, I guarantee it. So this is two things that I think the last nail in the coffin for they, them, those is going to be a central bank digital currency. So their coordinating authority, you don't do it right, they're going to be able to go straight to your social credit score and your ID of whatever and the spending of your money. If you don't have a parallel economic model of where you're getting your food and you're bartering repairs on your car or got, you know, that kind of stuff, you're going to get coordinated. And the coordination is going to be, and you're required to, and you're not allowed to. You have to's and you can't. So what's my three questions? What do I have to do? What can I do? What's your conflict resolution? And I guarantee the conflict resolution is you're guilty, guilty, guilty. So there you want one world government. This is it. This is how they're going to do it. So World Health are coordinating me. There's the only answer is worldwide revolution or revolution. But you just got to turn your back and go, nah, I'm good. I think I'll decline. I'll get a 15th opinion. So this is what I'm in the mindset for just a second. Just a second. This is the mindset that I'm in as we go into CPAC this weekend, Saturday, with, you know, Western Hemisphere. You can see this is not, there's not a whole bunch of Europe in there. There's the United States, Brazil, Argentina, Mexico. I mean, it's kind of, it's a Western Hemisphere Trump MAGA thing. So I'm going, ooh, what's happening? Something wicked this way is here, and we're going to feel it this year. War in 24. Go ahead, Frank.
Yes, sorry. Before we get off topic, when I went on that segue about the whole prostate thing, I was just trying to give an example.
Wait, let me turn my clock. More prostate.
More prostate. Well, I just had to explain what I was about to mention that has nothing to do with viruses, but I had to explain something that wasn't just quackery medicine here. Not that I care about, I mean, you can do whatever you want. I'm not going to ban anyone to do what they want medically. But this thing with prostate cancer and maybe doing watchful waiting or active surveillance for low PSAs or low-grade cancer is a bona fide option at this point. I mean, urologists are aware of it. A lot of them don't want to do it because they'd rather just remove the prostate. I mean, yeah, they make money, but also they don't have to worry about patients they have to keep tracking all the time because that is a liability issue. That's what I do for a living, but doctors don't want to do that. But what I'm saying is this is not just some made up, you know, some kooky Krispy Kreme diet or Krispy Kreme treatment for prostate cancer that the World Health Organization could say something against. This is just one example of where the system says if your PSA is over 4, you need a biopsy. And if they find cancer, here's your surgical options or radiation. You pick one, they solve your insurance. That's what the cattle chute is telling people to do. And I know I deal this all the time. But what happens if you happen to be the patient and says, you know, yeah, I'm 70, but I got my 55-year-old hot Ukrainian girlfriend, and I want to go down the ship with this one, and I want to keep my erections, and I don't care if I die a few years younger because, you know, well, she's a redhead or whatever the deal is, and I choose different. Well, if a doctor gives you that other option and it goes against what the World Health Organization, their official bylaws of this is how you treat this, or chatbot GTP, this is how it's normally done. If you say something different, then you are a target. And YouTube, if I make a channel that's all about, you know, advanced active surveillance for patients to, you know, self-regulate and look at their numbers, which I'm hoping to do sometime soon. It's just a prostate channel, no politics. But that whole channel with this new thing going down in, was it May, it could be stricken down in theory. Now, do I think that YouTube and the WHO is going to be coming after everyone that says take vitamin C maybe before an antibiotic? Not on day one. You know, that's not going to happen. Right now, they're just going to, they need this pass. They want the dust to settle. They're going to say, oh, no, this is just once in a blue moon. You know, maybe just about a vaccine once in a while. But that's not what this is. This is, they get control over the discussion of anything that their version of medicine, and that's it. So alternative medicine, integrative medicine, the entire concept of just questioning what the system tells you to do, they have the authority to, if not force you to do what they want, but to shut down the discussion with social media. And then when you look at California, what they already enacted, which is that doctors are not even allowed, right? They made it illegal to even discuss their own views about vaccines or ivermectin or whatever. If you're off the reservation in California, you will lose your license, apparently, right? I think if you either get fined or somehow they stop you, they'll eventually take your license, right? So that's what they passed in California. So this is where this entire thing is going, where all medicine is going to be homogenized to a point where you can't even discuss other options. Now, of course, they're going to claim, oh, that's not, as usual, they say, oh, you're just the conspiracy, you're overreacting. But as we know in this audience, they always start off with, oh, no, this law is just to handle this one little thing here. It's never going to be taken to that extreme. But as you, Ernie famously says, if they can, they will. Mm-hmm. And that is exactly what is being set up in this law in the World Health Organization. So I just don't understand where the pushback is, even from chiropractors. If there's one group that's very politically active, they have the money to do it. I give a lot of credit to chiropractors. They have forged their whole alternative medicine in this country today is mainly from chiropractors. They were the ones that really pushed it. They're kind of like the libertarians, the Libertarian Party, which is the real third party, and most of the ballot access laws and everything have been challenged thanks to the Libertarian Party, because they were like forging, you know, they're at the apex of this fight. And that's what the chiropractors are. They've always been that arm. So I always respect any chiros out there as a profession, but I don't even hear them talking about it much. So I don't know. I'm really concerned about it, why it's getting short thrift.
The worse it gets, the more the blowback is going to happen. And when's it going to happen? It's going to be when they say, we rule your body. You are a slave. You are our prop, your livestock. When they start to do that and enforce it using the WHO thing and disease next, X of whatever the hell they're going to do, and it could be a poison. Then we find out there's a whole bunch of Wuhan labs in America. You know, they have run by Chinese. I mean, it's just, you know, whoa, what the heck? They found the ones in L.A., but they're all over the place. This is bad. People need to go to jail. There needs to be a large investigation of, oh, my God, it's going to take so long to unwind this stuff. And is Trump next administration, if he gets in, is he going to do it? You know, can he do it? You know, he tried to pull troops out of Syria, and they just refused to do it. Nah, we're not doing it because we're not doing it. You know, so there needs to be, it's like what do they call it, the untouchables and corruptibles or whatever. It's about the FBI, and it was Kevin Costner and Sean Connery, and they were going after the mob, and they were using the IRS to do it, or whatever they're going to get. So to get the point of it was to get non-corrupted cops, they had to go to the academy. So they're going to get the new ones coming out before they're on the take, and they, you know, kind of populated their ranks with those guys. And this is what kind of has to happen. It's got to be federal marshals of whatever of Trump did the special secret handshake with the powers that somebody go kick ass. Star chamber up something. I have no idea. Because if they don't, and this time it doesn't, there will be justice. Americans, rich individuals, people that, you know, what was it, Prince or something, his name, that started, Blackwater. You know, they still have their own private, they just call it something else, X or something, or whatever it is. And they have their own mercenary force for hire. Yeah, you know, we got a bunch of young kids that went in at 17, 18, 19 years old and fought for the man and got trained up in special forces. If they can't do anything else, so they come out and, you know, private contracting of let's go kick some butt. You know, hire me. Gun for hire. You know, it's just been going on since forever. So what are they going to do with it? I don't know. And both sides, all sides. Excuse me. Sooner or later, it's going to be you're responsible for your own safety and security. And in our land out here, there is no 911. There is no sheriff that's going to come out. There is, you take care of business yourself and bury the bodies or whatever, or, you know, you're done. You know, you might get, the next day, they might come out and draw a chalk line around the body. You just want it to be the bad guys, not you. They can notify his next of kin, you know. So this is what's going to happen because it has to. There is no alternative other than to keep going down this road. So I want to go over some of the top stories that I want to.
Before you do, you're asking.
But I'm not allowed.
I just wanted to pass along for you guys. I know all the prepper stuff to get prepared, and it's never ending. But I would recommend you guys maybe find a local first aid class just to get yourself familiar with that again. You know, splints and basic health issues. You know, they're pretty popular now, along with like shooting classes. So I would definitely set up for one of those. And also, I didn't realize this was easily legal. You know, my wife and I, being doctors, we have our own, you know, thing I'm not going to get into. But they have a lot of these websites now, right, where you can purchase a prep bag of antibiotics and different kind of medications, like prescription. You know, some maybe I don't know exactly what's in them. I browse some of them. But there's like a whole different line of different antibiotics and antisteroidals, and, you know, just to have a first aid kit that goes beyond Band-Aids and things like that, to actually have prescriptions, because remember, all of our medicines coming from China and India. And if there was a world war, I mean, you saw what happened during COVID, how difficult it was to get medications. I'm sure many of you already have your own ivermectin supplies, but to have other types of meds on hand, I'm seeing these services all over. You know, I don't know if it doesn't cost too much. And you have the doctor on the phone. I don't know if they're from Canada or whatever. And you pay and some legal thing and you get legal medicine. So I highly recommend you guys check that out.
And one of the things where you can get stuff is farm supply. Sorry. You go to the is it Tractor Supply or some feed store or something. You can go in their little freezers and you can get all kinds of different antibiotics, injectable antibiotics. You can get the syringes there. You know, that was it. Yeah, sick pig. Yeah. Sick pig. Don't worry about it. You know, so there's a lot of this stuff that we've gotten and used over the years, and it saved us gazillions of dollars.
At you.
Sorry. Now, let's go ahead and go over the stories real quick. You know, they'll take 5 years on every one. All right. Red Cross blood drive. COVID-vaxxed. Now, here we go. COVID-vaxxed may be ineligible to give blood, says Red Cross. Now, I'm starting to see this. They have, you know, posting up, you know, people, readers, are sending me screenshots of when they go online to give blood or do whatever. One of the questions is, have you been vaccinated for COVID? Yeah. Well, you know, we can't use you right now. So I'm like, what? And I think a lot of it is people are requesting unvaccinated blood for their surgeries. What happened was our oldest daughter, when she had her first child, amazingly she had a second child, but her uterus ripped. I mean, it was a real heavy, finally emergency cesarean kind of thing, but the uterus ripped and she was bleeding out. 26 units of blood. Now, after that, she had a bunch of problems and stuff. She's better now, but I mean, Dr. Judy helped and all kinds of different chelations and diet and what, just trying to get all the crap out from 26 units of somebody else's, oh my God, what's in their blood. So that was what started Dr. Mikovits. She's going, the blood supply is contaminated. It's contaminated with. And that's what, you know, got her shooting to the top. He's talking, oh, man, that explains so much now, and yada, 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 yada. And you go back and you look, well, who got blood? Where did they get the blood? What kind of blood was it? What was it tested for? How do you? So now they're going, you know, blood supply is contaminated with COVID vaccines. So they're going to, we don't need it anymore. No thanks. We're done. So you've been hearing about this at all, Dr. Frank? Dr. Frank? Frank? Yeah, he's off.
Oh, yeah. No, I was saying, I have. I've definitely heard of it.
Okay. Let's go to the next one.
But I just want to add to that, although I've heard that as far as with blood, and, you know, this does, you know, it's kind of segueing to the Jehovah's Witnesses, who they have a whole world of understanding about blood or bloodless surgery. So I have had some people that are concerned that the hospitals are not really telling them, or they're incorporating the blood together. They think it's not a big deal. So what do you do? So some people are looking to the Jehovah's Witnesses, who most of you know, do not allow blood products in them, which has been, you know, a legal thing for them. So they have even their own hospitals doctors that specialize in bloodless or low blood surgeries and procedures. So that's just another option out there that people feel desperate about. Now, tangential to that, some of you guys are maybe aware, but on dating services like Match.com and about the top four or five, they are now adding in, or people are putting in on their own, their COVID status. So it's becoming it's against the law for any of these dating sites to be asking for your medical information. So it's not mandatory, but what they're trying to do is incentivize. And here's the kicker. Both sides want to know the vax status, right? I mean, the pro-vax people think that you're just a Neanderthal and stupid if you don't have a vax and you're going to kill everybody. So, or, you know, whether there's self-righteousness about that. So to them, it's a rule out. It's also, unfortunately, somehow turned into a political litmus test about that. I mean, it's amazing. If you take an antibiotic or vitamin C, I never knew that that was a conservative or liberal issue. How it is, I've said this over and over, that this specific the medical issue is turned into so political. You're a Trumper or not. It boggles my mind. But Match.com, for instance, is trying to – they think it's a good thing with the vax, and they're trying to incentivize badges. You know, you get little badges and extra tokens or something. So if you volunteer that you did get vax, then you get extra points or whatever on there.
Yeah.
But this is becoming an issue, not just for political reasons or about do you want to be with someone compatible. It's now becoming an issue of, you know, do I even bother having a relationship with someone if their blood's contaminated?
Dating sucks.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
U.S.
USA News Update. Authorities report that the individual accused in the killing of a University of Georgia student is an illegal immigrant with a prior criminal record. Jose Ibarra was apprehended in connection with the homicide of 22-year-old Lakin Riley. Her remains were discovered last week in a wooded area near the university. President Biden is scheduled to visit the U.S.-Mexico border on Thursday. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the president intends to encourage Republicans to reconsider the border deal brokered by a bipartisan group of senators.
Stop playing politics and to provide the funding needed for additional U.S. Border Patrol agents, more asylum officers, fentanyl detection technology, and more.
House GOP members do not believe the bill goes far enough. The Federal Trade Commission has filed a lawsuit seeking to stop the merger between grocery giants Kroger and Albertsons. The FTC says the proposed merger could lead to increased consumer prices. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Just want to be left alone. And those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
No fear, no fear, no fear, no fear here on Declare Your Independence. Getting back to the Trump Report with Dr. Frank Tamburi. We've been doing since the summer of 15. Enjoy.
This is becoming an issue, not just for political reasons or about do you want to be with someone compatible. It's now becoming an issue of, you know, do I even bother having a relationship with someone if their blood's contaminated? Because, and the jury's out on this. I'm not giving any of my personal thoughts. I don't know on this yet. But what happens if you have a child? Will the vax component somehow, you know, will it involve your children or not? That's at least the concern that many people have.
Heck,
and they
yeah.
don't even want to start.
If you're wanting to get married, who do you want to marry? A pure blood? You know, unvaccinated sperm?
Yeah.
Cash only? I mean, you know, this is what's happening. All right, let's get to the next one. All right, here's the I want to know what you think about, if you think about, you know, anything about, you know, if anybody care about, we got Navalny. He died in Russia. We're so sad. Okay? So I'm just, you know, do you know anything? It's like everything I know about Kim Kardashian was involuntary. I don't care. I mean, I know what she looks like and don't care. Okay? Well, this knee, I guess how you say it. He was a critic of Putin. I think he was wealthy. He was a threat. They arrest him. They put him in. Man, he's dead. Now, do you think he did it? The CIA did it? They wanted to make a big deal out of it because it's right in time with Assange is coming up for their extradition hearing. We're not bad. Putin's worse. You know, look at what he did. Do you know anything about this kind of opinion?
Just a tad, and from what I've learned is from, of course, I will plug it again, the Duran really have a real pulse on international politics. They were talking about how this individual is really kind of not that big of a deal even in Russia, but he's been, from their understanding, he's been pumped up this entire time by the CIA, is that they were trying to make him like a hero. They actually said he's very similar to Lyndon LaRouche. Remember Lyndon LaRouche?
Yeah.
Or Kamala Harris, you know, someone that the system is telling you they're the new up-and-comer, they're going to be the leader, they pump them up, but it's just like a deflated balloon. There's really nothing, there's no there. It's just kind of a straw man that they're trying to use, almost like Joe Biden himself. But apparently that's what the CIA was using this gentleman for, that the Russians themselves really didn't look at him as that much of this amazing leader. But you wouldn't know listening to our media today, because most people have never even heard of this person before. And, of course, now dying in the with Siberian prison or wherever he was. He was supposedly bad health there. Not bad timing for Russia.
No, he's out walking. All of a sudden, he died suddenly. You know?
Yeah, Biden and the administration, the media, they're making it seem like he was, like, you know, truly the next leader. He was really supposed to be the next anointed leader, and Putin just stomped him out. And they're not realizing that he's just a construct of the Western propaganda, making us think that he's that threatened by this competition. But anyway, go ahead.
All right, so that's that. Well, it's not like Putin doesn't poison people with radioactive tea.
Oh, yeah, I'm not supporting Putin necessarily.
Yeah, he wants to get you. He's going to get you. All right. Now, the next one, I just want to bring this up real quick. Creating video from text. The reason I brought this up is that you go to the story, and it's just you. I've seen these different video editors that you can just type in a description and allow the artificial intelligence to come up with, you know, a video. And it'll just make a video that's a fake person, fake background, fake or superimposed on what you can. It's going to be, seeing is believing. I don't believe what I see. Well, you can't anymore. And I remember it was about a decade ago. It was quite a while ago that Adobe Photoshop came out with the ability to have a photo. You have a photo, which means video eventually, and I'm sure it does by now. But back then, you were able to change the light source. You could move a light source, a lamp, the sun in the window, change it, and we put it from this direction, and it changed all of the shadows, all of the shading, all of the, it was artificial intelligence or algorithm, whatever the heck it was, that you could move light in a photo and make it look, I'm like, wow, that is wow. That's wow. I know what it takes to do that. So that was over a decade ago. Now, you're not going to be able to believe anything that you see. It's going to be, by their fruits, you will know them, by their reputation, by their past behavior, by, you know, what close friends you respect, credible sources. What's credible sources? What Facebook says, what Zuckerberg fact checker, you know, guys, in the future is going to be about credibility. I keep saying this. This is why. Because we are immersed in lies, and here are the tools to do it. So I'm like, done with that
one. This is probably not a brilliant prediction here, but I wouldn't be surprised if the deep state unleashes all of these fake AI videos or audio, you know, like Donald Trump saying something or, you know, Donald Trump shooting people or whatever, you know, all AI generated. But I kind of wonder if they'll wait, just as a thought, you wait till the last minute, the October surprise, and you release these things. Now, clearly, eventually people realize it's AI, but I think the average American doesn't still quite grasp what AI can do. So it's one of those things where you know, you do the transgression right before the election, and then you throw all the confusion in the smokescreen, and of course it gets figured out after the election, but at that point, you know, it's too late. I think maybe they'll utilize people's naivete of what AI can do, hold it close to the chest, just saturate, bomb everybody towards the end. People say, oh, I can't believe this can't be AI. I'm looking with my own eyes. I can hear Trump say it with my own ears. And then, not realize till after the fact that they were duped. And then people have to go through a learning curve for the next, you know, maybe that will be what the learning curve of humans is the next 4 to 10 years or longer, is to start to be able to recognize AI. That's going to be a whole nother human trait if we can. I already hear there's programs out there now that try to, you know, retro figure out if something's AI. And that's a whole new technology that all of us are probably going to start having on our phones. Sort of like just apps that can scour the information we have and look for tells that something's AI generated. I think that's going to be kind of built into browsers, at least the ones that they want us to know about. You know, that's a whole other issue. But I think most people are so unaware that it's going to be part of the warfare or the cyber war this election.
You know, a lot of times, you know, they'll make up stuff and so on, but then they don't have to. They just allow stuff to happen, the lies to permeate. You know, it's just, you don't even got to use AI. They just make it up. Is it during the Trump campaign before for 16 when he got in? I remember a lot of videos here. I'll look it up. It was I got a chopper in my trunk for Trump. They're going on about violence on there and, you know, saying bad things about, you know, different politicians and the government and all that kind of stuff. But they encouraged this assassination, death, going after Trump thing. I was like, wow, what a double standard. And then with that allowance and that bias that they put in these AI graphic makers and videos and all that kind of stuff, it's going to get ugly. You know, here, let me see if this will even play. You know, I'm going to put this up so you guys can see it. You know, yeah, let's do this. I want to see if we can.
You got a chop in the trunk for Donald Trump. You got a chop in the trunk for Donald Trump. You got a chop in the trunk.
Yeah, see, this was like a campaign. They had another better video done by some artist of whatever, but it was, you know, that kind of crap. I'm like, all right, one world revolution, do it for you. All right, this story, housing macro, inventory tsunami ahead. We got an inventory tsunami. There's going to be a bunch of houses available, and prices are going to plummet, or are they just going to print a bunch of money and give it to BlackRock and Vanguard and buy them up, and then, you know, everybody rents from the company Stowe. I mean, you know, that kind of thing. So housing, what's your deal on land and the housing? What do you think, you know, you're going to wait for the big giant drop that be a coming or what, Frank?
Yep, that's been the plan all along. I mean, even without even the economy, which is the big, big part of it, obviously most of it. But I've talked on your show years ago that what will compound it are all the baby boomers. You know, all the baby boomers that sort of bought their dream house in 2006 and 7, you know, because they were all around 50 at the time, 50, 60. They took advantage of the interest rates and the ARM mortgages and all that. And they, of course, you know, then we had the bust. But many of them bought these homes thinking it would be their ATM machine. So if they bought it at 50 or 60 or 55, then they would retire at 70 or 80 and have that home until for the next 20 years. And then they could sell the house and make plenty of money because in their mind it was going to double or triple in price at that point. And then all the boomers thought that. Right. And all that money they could retire and take care of themselves. But what's happening is a lot of them, they bought those homes at the boom, and then the houses, it dropped in price, and then it's taken, you know, I don't know, 15, 20 years or whatever for it to try to even get back. And it's not. It's a lot of people that keep putting good money after bad and waiting for it to go up. But everyone else is doing the same thing. But keep in mind, you have all these baby boomers who all bought these homes. And then who's going to buy them? Because they're called baby boomers for a reason, right? You've got, the rest of us, there's not as many of us compared to the baby boomers, not to mention the baby boomers are the last group that actually has any disposable money because, or savings, because the youth have no savings, right? Then that's on top of, you know, all the issues now, interest rates and the rest. So there's not enough younger people who can afford a home or want a home, but you have all these baby boomers that have to now start offloading these homes that can't wait anymore for the price to triple that they thought because, if nothing else, they or their wife or spouse is now having health problems, right? I mean, if you have a stairs, not much in Arizona, but, you know, you start getting elderly. How are you going to go up the stairs and come down? You start getting arthritis. And then you're counting on the Obamacare law that everyone thought would be so fantastic to start helping you. And you realize the medical system's not there to help you. And so now you need money for health care because your insurance doesn't cover half the stuff. So you, all you need is one health problem. You need to sell the house. And all of these baby boomers, in my opinion, I've been saying this for 10 years, I'm definitely on your show, but one of the first shows we did when I met you was just anticipating that kind of dynamic. So I think that's going to become, I'm just starting now to hear some real estate channels talk about this phenomenon. They gave it some name, I forget what it is now, but so when all of them try to dump it at the same time, then you add everything that we're talking about too, you know, the economy and the interest rates being too high and people, you know, losing their jobs and people not able to afford it. Yeah, you just add all of that up.
Okay, let me give you something to add in.
That's what I'm waiting for. I've been waiting for a while. The only issue that I have, not to get too personal, but is, you know, one of the investments in the future that I have, of course, is my daughter, and to have her learn Mandarin. And I know it's not just some fly-by-night thing. I've been wanting this for a long time because I know she's set. So that's an investment in the future. And I can't, I'm not going to be able to hire a Chinese nanny and live all the way out in the middle of Timbuktu. So that's my issue. And also my wife and I deal with, you know, let's say my patients fly in, so I can't be too far away. I'm trying to find make my office more remote. That's kind of more of a technical thing for me. So we're trying to find some place that is, rural enough, kind of like maybe let's say it's where Tim Pachode is or someplace that's, you know, at least out of the bulk of the city, but close enough that I can come in for international patients. So that's kind of the trap we have. And I'm sure, you know, stuff will be available, but not as probably available as what you have. And also here in Arizona, I'm sure it'll go for a lot of money, but some of these homes in Phoenix that are, you know, these grandfathered homes that were around 30, 50 years ago, that, you know, they're in the city now, but they have plenty of land. You can have chickens. They have their own, some of them are in well water. They're kind of like mini ranches, like the house you had, the rental you had. I mean, how available are homes like that still in the region? They must go.
Well, Arcadia and downtown where Powell had his home, they're all acres. Then you go to Paradise Valley, they're all minimum acres or 5 acres or 3 acres or it used to be more. Then you have, like where we were, Sunburst Farms has kind of spoiled us. And, you know, that home there, I think it sold for, God, almost $1 million or something, and we could have got it for $350,000 we got there, and I thought they were asking too much, you know, and I'm like,
wait. The one that you were renting went for $1 million?
Yeah, it was, I don't know, it was at least $750,000, $800,000, something, you know, it was more than I was going to pay for it, but we should have got it, but we couldn't afford it, you know, we just wanted, see, where we were, this was a out in the middle of the desert that we used to ride our motorcycles by there, and 51st Avenue was a dirt road, you know, going south of Thunderbird where that Circle K was there. That was it. We'd ride our motorcycles up the Canal Road and then go up 51st Avenue into the mountains up there past Union Hills and go riding out in the desert. Well, going by, right by where my home was, that neighborhood there, which is like 80, you know, the ranches are like 2 acres, and some people bought like 2 of them and made a big giant freaking compound or whatever the hell they do. And everybody's got horses and cows and chickens and ducks and goats and sheep and llama and ostriches. I mean, there's all kinds of crap around us. And so I always knew it was there, and I told Donna, you know, right after we got married, and certainly after she did her real estate stuff, I said, keep an eye on that, keep an eye on that, keep an eye on that. Something will come available. And it was right when we had the workshop, Freedom's Feet, the studio and everything downtown back in like 09, around there, right after the Levolution, that this one home came up, and it was a family to where the people had died, left it to their kids, and one of their ne'er-do-well kids was in there just, you know, trashing the place and didn't keep anything up or anything. So it was kind of rough, but they went in and painted it, and kind of, and we were there for a decade, and it was awesome. And it was low rent. I mean, it was ridiculous. Half of what we could, you know, paid anywhere out for that kind of, it was awesome. So we were good tenants, didn't bother them, it was all good, so everything was fine. So it is an opportunity for us to learn about desert dwelling, growing of food. We took advantage of the time that we were there. I had a lab in my barn that we had. We had a crypto mining thing there. We had a garage. There was all this stuff, and what we're building out in the desert will mimic that. You know, we're going to have all the features plus of that because we really enjoyed that place. So that was, and now it's like gazillion dollars, you know, to be there. But it was, you don't see these opportunities anymore. And I know how the valley expands and what gets developed and what it's desert. I used to go riding our motorcycles out in the desert right there. You go up Union Hills, it was like, Bell, Union Hills, you're in the desert. And that was a dirt road. So I had a lot of friends in high school that went to a neighboring high school, a competitive high school. I didn't used to live too far from there. And I'm going, you know, we go, like, wow, this is in the city limits of Phoenix. What the crap? Then you go down Arcadia, which is eastern downtown Phoenix, is where Powell lived. Those were kind of what it was like, you know, decades ago. I mean, you know, like, God, 50, 60 years ago, that's when that started. Then the central corridor of Phoenix on Central Avenue going north of downtown, they have, like, acre lots, and they're all irrigated, and they were promoting it to the rest of the planet. Everybody come move to Arizona. You have cheap land. We irrigate it because it got freaking wells everywhere. A bunch of water underneath. It's in the valley there. They're not short of water, no matter what they tell you. And they just flood entire miles and miles, square miles of homes down there have irrigation twice a month, and we had it too. You get like six, however much you wanted to order. We get 6-8 inches thick of freaking, you had to have a raised swimming pool and raised sidewalks and raised, you know, driveways and raised whatever, because it flooded your entire yard. They'd open up the valves, and it just kind of slowly came in. The chickens would be right in front of where the water was coming, because all the insects would come up, and they would just feasting as they're walking, you know, with the water. So it would flood twice a month, and you would order however much you wanted. Well, that greened up downtown Phoenix. You go to Tucson, it's xeriscaping. Tucson, totally different. It's all cactus and brown and freaking desert. In the central Phoenix, it's all, you might as well just move Michigan to Phoenix. And that was one thing when I had allergies in Florida. We came to Arizona when I was like 12 years old. And I was like, well, what's the difference, you know? But the, because all the citrus is the biggest thing. Now I do bee pollen, and they cured it. I mean, like 10 years ago, I just started doing bee pollen as a supplement, and I don't have allergies anymore. Yay! So, but I got to keep doing it. I can tell when I'm running out. Donna, what the heck? You know, I'm like sneezing. I got to check my thing, make sure I had pollen in there. But the northern part of downtown Phoenix, that's the central corridor. That's where, like, John McCain would live, you know, all the rich guys and stuff. They'd be down there, you know, downtown. Then they have their place up in the mountains or something. But this was just green and lush lawns, big trees, all kinds of, you know, nice homes, million-dollar homes. But they were one story. That was the one thing that they were selling, the retirees that came to Arizona. We have so much land that you don't have to have stairs. You don't need a basement. You don't need an attic upstairs, and the kids kind of, you just spread it out. And they call them ranch houses. So you would have, you know, it'd go 100 feet both ways. You'd have a big house, one floor. So it's kind of Frank Lloyd Wright kind of looking and everything. You don't see a lot of Frank Lloyd Wright houses that are more than one story. Now, and the reason was is because he did a lot of this in Arizona. And down in the Biltmore area, that's a lot of Frank Lloyd Wright, you know, architecture and so on. So Arizona, they tried, because they could, you add water, it freaking grows. So if you can manage the water even in the desert, and one thing I found out, Frank, is that Arizona used to be a lot more grassland. When they put cattle and they just opened range and just threw a bunch of cattle out in the desert, when they ate all that grass, they had more washes and more runoff and more just goes to the Salt River, and it's more brown, more desert. Where we're out there, you know, there's the cows, it's open range. We're going to have to fence it off. But there's a lot of kind of riparian. There's a lot of wet areas that we have, a few washes, just exactly the way I wanted it. From one corner to the opposite corner of a rectangle, which is about 1,700 feet, that goes from one corner to the other, the drop is only 10 feet. But it's very gradual, and I can manage the water any way I want, and it's going to be green. It is green, green. It's already got a bunch of trees and stuff in there. I'm really looking forward to this, because what they had done is the overgrazing of cattle has just desertified it, you know. So if you lop that off where they can't get in there and fence it, it could really change a lot and turn it back into the kind of desert it used to be. So we're working on that. So the other thing that I wanted to bring up, control mechanism here, a story.
Wait. Actually, before we get to that, just as far as, I don't want to make this too personal because I don't want to be boring the audience, if nothing else. But as far as locations, you know, we looked at, of course, Texas. But the problem with Texas is that, and this is crazy, I mean, Dr. Ron Paul's down there, is that Texas does not license naturopathic doctors. You would think the most conservative, in a way, for, you know, for free enterprise, that they would have, you know, lax rules. I mean, why is California, People's Republic of California, they were late to the party, but they at least license naturopathic doctors. But in Texas, you can't. So if I go there, I can't even practice. That's a huge problem, obviously. And then we have friends, by the way, Mark. Hey, Mark, how are you? Mark's a fellow naturopath. He listens to the show. He's a big fan, by the way. And he's probably out there. He sees patients, and he also works with his sheep. He's got a whole bunch of sheep and, you know, like a whole ranch up there, up in Montana. So I didn't realize just, I mean, I know Montana is a real hot spot, but it's becoming quite the place for a lot of more affluent people and people to travel. It's not just this Timbuktu out of the way. It's becoming a place. So and it is licensed to naturopathic doctors. A lot of freedom of medicine up there. A lot of the real gonzo, and I mean that in a good way, you know, naturopaths who don't want even the regulations that sometimes our own board of Arizona does, they go to places like Montana and Idaho. And you can define some really interesting, like cancer naturopaths, for instance. So anyway, I'm thinking of, you know, who knows? Maybe we'll go up there if I can get my wife to put on a hat and earmuffs. But we'll see.
I don't know. Arizona doesn't suck, and it doesn't snow.
Oh, I love Arizona. I prefer here.
You know, okay, this is something that you'll like. You know, it's always, you know, a few things. You know, it's going to be how you get your water. How are you going to get communication? How are you going to get your power? You know, you get those three main things done, and you're good. So I think we're addressing that. I just got 10 more panels.
I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.